Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
How much does a half point matter? Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P., Joe Pizzapia. That, of course, is Kyle Yates and Dan Harris, and it's you. And today, we got a fun mock draft episode for you using our multi-user draft software, and we're going to get that underway in just a few moments. But before we do, I just want to remind everybody, in case you missed it, yesterday was our glorious 12-hour Fantasy Football Fest over here at Fantasy Pros. 12 straight hours of all of us talking football with some great guests. We're talking Marcus Grant, we're talking Jamie Eisenberg, Liz Loza, just to name a few, and a lot of great up-and-coming minds as well. Not to mention some more hosts, not just Dan and Kyle and myself, but also Tara Roberts and Lauren Carpenter, who have joined our team. Fantastic work out of them yesterday as well. And again, if you missed it, head over to youtube.com/fantasypros. Make sure you subscribe too. We crossed a huge milestone yesterday. We're very proud of over 100,000 subscribers now to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. And if you're not one of them, well, I'm questioning your choices. Get in there, subscribe, and click that notifications button, and you can watch all the fest, all 12 hours over the weekend, either at once, small increments, hour at a time. And today for our mock draft, we're going to be using our multi-user draft software, which is obviously something that we've used before, but in case you still are not aware of it, how to use it, I urge you go over to fantasypros.com/draftwizard. Again, that's the multi-user draft software that we offer there. You can mock against real human opponents. And again, it's only available at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. It's a really fun way to get realistic mocks and also bring in some friends or some enemies or frenemies into your mock draft universe and have some fun and also get prepared, because that's what it's all about. And today we're going to prepare you for a mock as well with Kyle and Dan and myself. So let's get that started right now. Dan Harris, you've got us all set up here with this mock draft board. It is half point PPR. It is single quarterback, just to take everybody through. And we're finally going to choose our own spots here today. And finally, Dan Harris is not going to have the 1-1 and come out with a good grade all the time.
Look, I have been accused of rigging the draft room to give myself the 1-1 spot, and I own it because I do what I can to cheat and get ahead. Mm-hmm. But for this one, we've done a lot of mock drafts together, guys. They're always a good time. Oddly enough, I have fun, but we thought it would be fun. For me, it's fun. We thought it would be fun if we all drafted right next to each other, which will actually be fun. So this is going to be good. I'm at 4. Joey P, you're at 5. Yates is at 6. This is going to be a good one. I look forward to it.
Yates, all of us in a row, how many snipes you think are actually going to happen here? Because we have some very different opinions here, especially when you look at all the grades that we give out to all the people.
We do, but then at the same time, there are plenty of players that we overlap on. So I'm sure that there will be, you know, some instances of us grabbing our guys, but yet at the same time, I'm sure that some curse words will fly at some point throughout this mock draft.
my word is not a curse. I just want you to know, Yates, you know, especially not where I'm from in my neighborhood. I just want you to know. Also, if there are guys that get selected, I want you for, you know, those who are watching here at home or whatever, you want to have some fun, play a little drinking game. You can take a shot every time Yates says my word when he's in a tough spot there. And we'll see how this half hour goes. It's going to be a good time. We're maybe 45. Who knows? Could be 3 hours. I don't know how long this is going to take, but you know what? We're going to do it because we're punchy. We've been doing this all day. And we just love being here. And we, again, thank you all for watching us on our YouTube channel over at Fantasy Pros. If you haven't already and you're just tuning in, subscribe to Fantasy Pros. Click that notifications button because this is just the beginning of the content, really. We're just skyrocketing here. We're going to have all this phenomenal content in season. We're going to have podcasts for DFS, for waiver wire pickups, for the trades. We're going to be doing an individual defensive podcast, myself and Scott Bogman this year. We've got a lot of cool offerings, but you can only get it again, if you're hanging out with us here, and as I've been told by the Welsh on our show last week, I am now officially the Vin Diesel. If you're with us now, you're family, and this is what family does. So join the Fantasy Pros family, which I gotta say, Dan Harris, you had to have chuckled at that. That had to make your day, right?
Yes.
When he called me Vin Diesel, right?
It was very exciting. It was the first time that I have laughed with you being the host of the podcast.
Wow.
Really, really good.
Shots
really
fired.
Good. It took months and months, but I'm glad it finally happened, yes.
And once again, just for the record, Dan Harris came after me. All right, let's,
you
hired me, so you have no one to blame but yourself. All right, let's break it down here. So as Dan said, we are the 4-5-6. That's right. So team one, we pretty much know how that's going to do. So let's get this party started. Let's start all the right. Draft here. It's going to start in a few seconds. Now, Dan Harris,
yes.
Let's say in this draft that Alvin Kamara goes at 3.
Mm-hmm.
We understand usually Christian McCaffrey goes, usually Dalvin Cook will go. Is there one in particular that you'd like to fall to if you had your druthers, whatever that means?
No, for me, I want to be at 5, Joe, because I mm-hmm. feel comfortable with any of the top 5. Now, this is interesting. I can call your pick for sure, and I think I can probably call Yates's pick for sure. But for me, I have a top 5, so I feel comfortable with any of them. At 4, I feel fine. As you can see, if you're watching, which you are, obviously, since we're on the fest, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, and Derrick Henry go 1, 2, 3. So for me, it's just a very easy choice, even in half PPR. It is Alvin Kamara. I am taking him without hesitation here as my RB1 with my first pick.
Now, I'm going to say, damn the torpedoes. I want my guys.
Of course.
Half PPR. I want my dude, and everybody knows I'm the president of the Chubb Club, which, once again, getting a lot of weird social media traffic about
not,
that, but
not,
I can't figure out why. However, no. At the 1-5, give me Nick Chubb. I want the productivity. I think he's got a good shot this year to lead the league in rushing. Nick Chubb at the 1-5. I don't want the problem. Yates is so happy now that he gets to take Ezekiel Elliott. This is my redemption song for earlier in the week where we did a mock show, and if you missed it, go back and watch it or listen to it on demand, obviously, and check it out. Here you go. This is what I was saying. This is the other end of that spectrum now. I started with Adams in that one. This time I'm going to start with Chubb, see how things go. Ezekiel Elliott, I can only assume, is your pick, but who knows what happens.
Yes, it is indeed Ezekiel Elliott. And we were talking about that on that podcast that you mentioned, which you can find, like you said, over at youtube.com/fantasypros. With Ezekiel Elliott, you know, there are some people like yourself, Joe, that are concerned about, okay, does the workload start to catch up with him? It's a very similar argument to Derrick Henry. But the split for Ezekiel Elliott from the beginning of the season last year with Dak Prescott when Prescott was healthy for when Andy Dalton was quarterback, the drop-off is significant. It's ridiculous. And Zeke has made it a priority this offseason to be taking care of his body. You see it on Hard Knocks. You see that he is slimmed down, that he's hungry. This entire Dallas Cowboys offense is hungry. And so I think that they are going to be putting up points on the board. Ezekiel Elliott here for me.
I'm hungry too. We've been doing this all day and Dan refuses to let me eat. It's
true.
He's like, no, only when it's over. After Elliott goes, Saquon, Aaron Jones, Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Devontae Adams. That's quite a turn. Joe Mixon, Yates' favorite guy. Then Calvin Ridley, Stephon Diggs, Antonio Gibson, Najee Harris, just before you could, Yates. That's got to be frustrating.
I'm saying, if Najee Harris had fallen to Yates.
Yeah,
six.
We quit.
I was
we
restarting this entire time.
No, we're not doing this again.
We're not doing that, okay?
All right, Yates, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, you know, I would love to go running back here, but I've got some guys that are a little bit further down the board, and there's still a top five receiver that is still available for me. That is DeAndre Hopkins. For Hopkins to be here at the 207, I'm a little puzzled by that. You know, he's an incredible player, incredible value at that point. And again, I mentioned I've got him as a top five receiver this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, AJ Green, his presence in this offense doesn't scare me off of Hopkins. We know the target totals that he's going to get, and we know that he can be a red zone presence too. So a presence in the end zone. DeAndre Hopkins to be my wide receiver one. Love it.
That puts me up at 208, and I'm not afraid of Julio Jones' presence in Tennessee, and I think there's another top five guy, and that guy could indeed be A.J. Brown. Let's go. I love me some A.J. Brown. Got him in my big money leagues and some other important industry leagues. Big fan of the talent. Chubb, A.J. Brown. This could not be going better for me. I'm the new Yates, Dan Harris. You are now up at 209. You have Kamara. Where do you go next?
Yeah, I think I'm going to continue the trend here that we've got going on, and that is to take a guaranteed locked-in wide receiver. I don't have strong feelings between DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson, and because I took Justin Jefferson in the last mock that we did, I'm going to go with DK Metcalf here. I thought about going with the guy who almost came back to me in Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but instead I went with Metcalf to be my wide receiver one.
All right, after DK Metcalf goes, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller. Look at that. Team one, almost like Dan Harris ghost. Christian McCaffrey, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller, of course. CeeDee Lamb goes next to team two. Then another running back for team three, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Derrick Henry. Quite a pairing to go with Mahomes. Dan Harris, you're back on the clock.
Yeah, you know, again, we do so many mocks at this point that sometimes I just kind of want to mix it up. I don't really feel comfortable getting out of here without another running back, but I'm going to. And instead, I'm going to take another wide receiver, and I'm just going to draft for strength. And that is, again, I could flip a coin between Terry McLaurin and Allen Robinson. I will throw one out to Yates and draft Allen Robinson first here as my wide receiver two. Again, kind of an atypical start for me from the four spot at this point. But again, Alvin Kamara, DK Metcalf, Allen Robinson, I think I can build around that. So let's hope that the running back depth doesn't completely dry up by the time it gets back to me.
Dan Campbell's going to love my ground and pound attack because I'm going with J.K. Dobbins next. Let's go. I'm going to have those big running backs running the football down your throat, scoring touchdowns, old school. That's right. We might even wear leather helmets. We'll see how the day goes. A.J. Brown, J.K. Dobbins, Nick Chubb, how you doing? I like the start of this one. Let's go. Yates, you are up next in our fun little trio of back-to-back picks. You've got Elliott and Hopkins, and the board is yours, my friend, for 306.
Yeah, I'm looking at my running back two spot here, and I've got Chris Carson above J.K. Dobbins. Now, the durability could come into concern here or could come into play here with Chris Carson over J.K. Dobbins, but I know that Carson is going to get more of a workload than J.K. Dobbins. Now, Dobbins might be more efficient. He might find the end zone more, but I still think this offense in Seattle is going to be pretty good this year. So Chris Carson here as my RB2. I don't need to rely on him. If something happens to him, then I can pivot. But to be able to have Ezekiel Elliott and then Chris Carson, I feel extremely comfortable with that.
Yeah, very good start there. After you take Carson, Josh Allen was taken by the robots. Terry McLaurin, George Kittle, Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery, Darrell Henderson, Robert Woods at the turn. Two Rams there, so only one running back for Team 12. That should be interesting. Then a wide receiver one run. Robert Woods, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, Mike Evans, Amari Cooper, Kyle Pitts going right before Kyle Yates can pick. So you are now up, and some of your friends are still out there, Yates. So you've got two running backs and a wide receiver. Who's going to join your little team right here at 407?
Yeah, so I could load up on a running back here and go with a DeAndre Swift or a Miles Sanders, but both of those guys have been very vocal all offseason, are giving me a ton of reasons to be concerned. So I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to go with my wide receiver 17, just over my wide receiver 18. That is DJ Moore over Cooper Kupp. Both these guys I could go with, but DJ Moore, I have high hopes for this year with Sam Darnold, with the state of this offense. I think it's going to be cooking. So DJ Moore to be my wide receiver too.
Oh my word. I really wanted him. That was frustrating. I was hoping you would go another way. You didn't. You did the right thing there by taking DJ Moore. You know, I don't have a whole lot of Cooper Kupp, but I feel like it might be time to get a share. This is the time where I'm going to go ahead and take a high volume guy. I think Stafford's going to be fantastic with those Rams. Let's go. My second wide receiver. Let's go with Cooper Kupp. There's some other running backs out there, but none that really move the needle. And everybody knows that if you don't move the needle, you don't end up on Joey P's team. You get an F. I am personally responsible for 14 of the 15 million mock drafts run this year on the mock draft wizard at Fantasy Pros, but people just trying not to fail, trying to avoid an F or a D from me, Joey P. Dan Harris, you're up next at 409.
Not my favorite way the board could have fallen right here. Look, even with drafting one running back and two wide receivers with my next two picks, I was going to take either DJ Moore or Cooper Kupp with this pick and go with another wide receiver, mainly because whatever. Like, let's see how this looks.
Well, you can't get analysis like that anywhere.
No.
Mainly because whatever.
I'm going to say I do a mock draft in our Discord channel, fantasybros.com/chat, every single night. Okay? I have done 40 million mock drafts. I don't really know that I go with the running back, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, and I'm not going to do that right now. Now, I'm going to take a player who, Yates mentioned it, I do have a lot of questions about. We haven't seen him on the practice field yet. Well, by the time we listen to this, I hope that we have at this point. But it is DeAndre Swift, who, again, I know there's a lot of negativity surrounding it, but assuming that he's fully healthy, even in a half PPR league, I have zero issues with taking him as my RB2. Now, it's a low-end one at this point, but I am taking him ahead of Miles Sanders at this point. For somebody like me, when you are taking really Joe, who I wanted was Cooper Kupp, but yeah, it's again, I would have taken DJ Moore. I am just going to go here and pivot to take DeAndre Swift for my RB2 value. At this point.
It's a really good value.
There's nothing wrong with
DeAndre Swift there in the fourth round. I mean,
yeah.
A couple weeks ago, he was going in the late second round, early third, right?
Yeah. And I still have him ranked.
Go ahead, chime in super quick. Like, that has been my whole thing, is that throughout the entire offseason, like, DeAndre Swift's ADP has been ridiculously high. Like, it was at RB13 at one point to start the year, and then it started to tick down as we moved along. And now I'm at the point where it's like, okay, this is a safe spot to draft DeAndre Swift to be your running back too, especially over some of the other options that we have. I'm in favor of that.
Let's take a quick break from the mock to tell you to check out Fantasy Sports Knockout, a new and innovative combination of Fantasy League and a knockout pool, the ultimate fight for fantasy survival. The concept is simple. Set a fantasy lineup, lowest score is eliminated every week, and you can only use players one time. That's it, just once. Last one standing, well, they win. Can you survive the fantasy? Go to fantasypros.survivethefantasy.com. and sign up today. Again, that's fantasypros.survivethefantasy.com. Now back to the draft. TJ Hockenson, Miles Sanders, Lamar Jackson, Adam Thielen, then Kyler Murray goes, Deontay Johnson goes. I was hoping Murray might make it to me, but he did not. Dan Harris, you're up next here, and you're going to continue to build the running back depth or just keep going with wide receivers?
I think first thing is, I don't think Kyler Murray would have made it to you, Joe. I think I would probably have snapped him up here, so you can feel good about that. I think I am going to build a running back depth. It's a guy who, look, we've done a lot of mocks. You know that how I feel about this guy. It is Mike Davis, a guy who I feel very, very comfortable with as like a low-end RB2 here. He's a high-end flex option for me. I like building strength at the running back position, particularly when I spent two early picks with DK Metcalf and Allen Robinson, probably the number 1-2 punch in the league here for wide receivers, or close to it, in this draft. So I'm happy to build sort of more running back depth, especially given that my RB2, again, DeAndre Swift, regardless of if it's a value, there are question marks, of course, as to both his health and his usage. So I'll go here and I'll hammer the running back position with Mike Davis.
Before Javonte Williams has another big weekend, I'm going to make sure I get him on my team in this final discounted time. I'm going to go ahead and take him right here, 505, as my third running back. I'm very pleased with this team so far. Chubb,
Joe,
Dobbins,
would you have taken him before Mike Davis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you, Yates? Do you have Javonte Williams ahead of Mike Davis?
I do not. I would have taken Mike Davis. I've been vocal about my concerns about Davis's durability, but to be able, like, if you need him as an RB2, RB3 to start the season, I think that's fine. Javonte Williams is probably going to need Melvin Gordon, something that happened to Melvin Gordon, to be able to get that workload to return.
Every day, something else happens to Melvin Gordon. That's the beauty of Melvin Gordon. Yeah. Every day, something new. Yates, you're up at 506. Who you got?
Oh, all right. So this is an interesting position to be in, because I've got either going with Tyler Lockett, the wide receiver who is the highest rated on the board. And as a wide receiver two, not thrilled with having Tyler Lockett there, but I can get him as my wide receiver three. And to be that boom bust option that can absolutely win me a week at the wide receiver three spot, I can live with the ups and downs there because I've got two solid and steady options above him. Or do I build running back depth here? And do I go with a guy who I've got rated very highly, which is Travis Etienne? So I, you know, there's some concerns that people have about the first preseason game, how that all plays out. I am not one of them. I think that Travis Etienne is going to be heavily utilized here in this offense as a receiver. I'm gonna go with the highest rated guy that I've got, and that is Travis Etienne. And especially too, this fills a huge position of need where the depth dries up pretty quickly. Although I would have really liked Tyler Lockett as my wide receiver 3 on my roster, I will build the running back depth on my roster there and go Etienne.
Listen, Etienne, I've got all the shares just like you, Yates. Where you and I see eye to eye. I'm not really worried at all about that preseason game. I think you take it with a huge grain of salt and you realize it's just going to take a little while. And then what you're really looking for are the last 8 weeks of the season, not so much the first few. So don't worry about too much when it comes to Etienne. Tyler Lockett goes right after. So just in case you had any second guesses, Brandon Ayuk, Russell Wilson, Mark Andrews, Dak Prescott, Kareem Hunt and Kenny Galladay on the turn, then T. Higgins, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, Juju, and Jamar Chase. Another huge wide receiver run. Seriously. I'm pissed about this because Antonio Brown went, and he's always my fallback 3. What's the world coming to, Yates?
Oh, this is another tough position. Miles Gaskin is still here on the board to be my RB4. I feel like that is really, really good value and really good team construction, but yet at the same time, Chase Claypool is sitting here, and I've got Claypool rated pretty highly. So to be my wide receiver 3, I'm going to go with Claypool here. The more that we have done these mock drafts, the more that I've been less satisfied with the wide receiver depth later on. Like as we move later on and later on into the and get closer to the season, I'm going, there's not as much depth here as I thought there was to begin the offseason. So, you know, the running back depth, it's not great either.
I was going to say, but, boy, that ain't nothing. Wait till you look at the running back.
I know. Once we get past round 12, I'm like, can we end the drafts here? But no, I think Chase Claypool here to be my wide receiver 3. I'm a big, big fan.
You know, and going back to the Williams and Etienne, we went back to back between Yates and myself. You know, I got to say, for me, whenever I'm in the half PPR, it's always tie goes to the touchdown maker. And I think Etienne's going to get a ton of workload. I'm not 100% sure about the touchdowns. It's going to have to be a lot of him breaking free for touchdowns, I think. Whereas Williams, I think, might get a lot more opportunities for that. And I think that's going to be a fascinating thing. And that's what you got to do. You have to adjust your brain, I think, from just that full to the half in terms of points. For me here, two wide receivers I like a lot still as my wide receiver 3. It's Robbie Anderson or Jerry Jeudy, but I'm going to stay on brand. I'm having fun here today. Let's go with Jerry Jeudy. Going to finish the season as a top 20. Let's go. All the Denver guys. Can I get Rod Smith maybe? Maybe we can go back in time. I can get some of the Three Amigos from the John Elway's guy. All the Denver Broncos for me. Maybe Shannon Sharp will end up as my tight end. Dan Harris, 609. Who you got?
Yeah, I am also going to take a Broncos wide receiver right here, but it's not going to be named Jerry Jeudy. And
well,
even
you can't.
If Jerry Jeudy, that obviously, but even if he were on the board, we had a podcast earlier this week where we talked about a tiebreaker between, I believe it was Robbie Anderson and Jerry Jeudy. And I did have Robbie Anderson higher. Somebody who I also have higher is the other wide receiver that I will be drafting for the Broncos, and it is Cortland Sutton. Again, this is my wide receiver 3 right here. I feel very happy with it. And Yates, you know, you were saying like, man, you look at the wide receiver depth later on, you don't like it. That might be because 11 wide receivers just went in a row in this draft, right?
Crazy.
I mean, and that's what you're seeing, by the way, right now, Yates. I completely agree. You're right, Joe, also the draft of every position as we get, but this is where you got to pick your spots.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that realistically, this is where everybody says, oh God, the wide receiver depth is dying and I need to sort of strike right now. That's why the depth is so critical and why you really need to go for it right here. So I'll take Cortland Sutton right there. And you saw people right after Robbie Anderson, Joe.
Yeah, Robbie Anderson goes directly after DJ Shark. Chase Edmonds, Tyler Boyd, Miles Gaskin, finally off the board in the 7th round. My goodness, how the mighty have fallen. Trey Sermon at 7-3, tremendous value. Team 3 taking advantage of the values here. Dan Harris, you're back up for 7-4.
Okay, so now comes really the
where
the rubber meets the road a little bit. And we did a PPR draft earlier this year, and I got absolutely screwed out of the quarterback position. And so I'm a little bit like, well, if I miss out on the run, what happens here? And you have plenty of options left. But you know what? I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers, who I have ranked here very, very comfortable with it. Now, maybe again, I have read the quarterback run room wrong. But for me, I'm going to lock in that guy right now, since I do have 3 running backs, 3 wide receivers that I'm very confident in. I feel like I could live a little here and go with the quarterback. So I'll go with Aaron Rodgers here in the 7th round.
All right. Once again, in the half, I'm going to always skew towards the running back a little bit more. I'm going to go ahead and take Damian Harris here as my 4th running back. Again, if you're going to give me Damian
Harris.
You're
really in on Harris this year,
I'm in on him as a 4th running back. Because when, not if Mac Jones takes over that job, but when, all of a sudden Harris's fantasy upside.
First of all, stop calling him Harris, because every time you do, I just sort of be like, wait, what? Yep. Are you talking about me?
Your upside will never be something that I'm interested in. Ever.
Also, I have some inside scouting for you guys. According to my father-in-law, you know, lives in Massachusetts, Cam Newton sucks. Mac Jones going to take over that job, no problem.
Sounds like me. I pretty much said the same thing.
Basically, so. You are my father-in-law. Welcome.
Your father-in-law. I know. I've always said I am your daddy, especially in these drafts. All right. Next, obviously, once I take Harris, it was a foregone conclusion who Yates was going to take.
Yeah, Michael Carter there. To be my running back four, I feel really good about that. I've talked about Michael Carter enough. I really don't need to break that down.
Yeah. All I know is there's just a part of me that just, I don't know. Dan, you're the Jets fan. Isn't there a part of you that knows they're going to ruin everything that could be good?
No, I am choosing to be optimistic now, okay? I mean, look, I'm barely just now getting over the fact that Adam Gase was not able to see his Super Bowl vision, you know, his plan that he clearly had. It was a 14-year plan. It didn't work out. I am optimistic about the new regime. I really am. I like Carter for sure. It's weird because I have him ranked right around there, but every time I'm about to pull the trigger, man, I get a little nervous just because I'm like, you know, I don't know. Now, he might be a perfect fit for me, right? A guy who Carter could separate himself a little later in the year. I have a guy like Mike Davis who's going to be really good early. So maybe for me, I would take him, right?
Right. That I've talked about that. Pairing those two is a really, really smart strategy. But it's also like, it depends on what you're drafting Michael Carter to be. If you're drafting him to be your RB2, that's not a position that I want to be in, right? Yep. But if you can get him as your RB4, where you can just let him sit on your bench to start the year, then that's a winning strategy.
Let's take a quick break from the draft to tell you about another sponsor. In fact, I'm going to tell you a story that starts in the deep hills of Humboldt County, California. It comes the innovative Dip Heroes of Canna Dips CBD, the original nicotine and tobacco-free dip alternative with CBD. Guys, we're super excited to share with you the product that is an absolute game changer. It's a tobacco and nicotine-free dip alternative with CBD that tastes great and really works, utilizing cutting-edge absorption technology for the perfect anytime, anywhere experience. Canna Dips CBD is offering the Fantasy Pros Nation an exclusive offer. They are confident that you will love the product. They are offering 20% off site-wide using the promo code FP20. Again, the promo code at Canna Dips CBD.com is FP20 for 20% off anything in the store. Also, for the whole month of August, Canna Dips is sending one lucky winner to their football game of the year. That's right. They're giving away $3,000 in cash prizes on their website to anyone to enter. No purchase necessary. Go to CannaDipsCBD.com and click the game of the year. Enter your email and off you go, baby. Win $3,000. Pick any game you want to go to, or just, you know, head to the casino with the $3,000. Whatever. It's your choice. These Canna Dips CBD pouches are all natural, spitless, and a great way to wherever, whenever get your dip on. No tobacco, no nicotine, full flavor experience designed for your enjoyment. Put down your old can and pick up a new one, a new can of Canna Dips at CannaDipsCBD.com with promo code FP20 and find your new favorite flavor in the California Roll for 20% off and enter that Game of the Year contest before it ends August 31st. Now, back to the draft. I could not hate the rest of this round here. After Michael Thomas, Logan Thomas, someone not named Thomas, Ronald Jones goes next. Will Fuller, I was hoping might make it back to us, but he did not. LaVisca Chenault, James That's Robinson, Justin Herbert.
Way too
Justin
early for Will Fuller.
I thought so too. I was like, I'm going to get Fuller on the way back. I'm going to take mine in the running back. No, not going to happen there. I got to make a pick here coming up, so I'm just going to make my pick and continue to break down the board.
Come on, Joey. Herbert,
I did already. Corey Davis, Tom Brady.
Not make your pick. Stop taking the guy who's in my case.
Brandon Cooks, Ryan Tannehill, Devontae Smith, and then Yates took Matthew Stafford. So all the quarterbacks I like are off the board now. So you know what that means. I'm going to go ahead with the quarterback default strategy. Let's go. So take us through your pick there, Yates, on Matt Stafford. The last of the QB1s.
That's exactly it. It is the last of the QB1s. Once we get outside of that, we're moving into the territory of Joe Burrow. Well, do we know what his health is going to be like to start the year? Is he going to get off to a slow start? And then Trevor Lawrence. Like, I don't want to rule out Trevor Lawrence as my starter week 1. So after that, it's try to find the best matchup. And I just really didn't want to play that game yet. So Matthew Stafford here. I typically wait on quarterback. But this year, I am falling more in love with drafting one of these top 12 guys in the mid rounds here, especially, you know, you see that drop off there.
Well, you know me, I'm usually the early QB guy, but the draft didn't fall that way to me. Debo Samuel does. I will take him. Another 49er goes to Dan Harris. Boy, I hate this pick, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Raheem Mostert. At this point, this is a guy who I'm going to take in the eighth round. Like, I like, you know, drafting Trey Sermon for sure for the upside later on. But, you know, with Mostert there, with Mostert healthy, he is going to produce. And I do think we're going to see Trey Lance sooner rather than later, which is only going to benefit the offense. So I'll take Mostert again as my RB4 at this point. And I gambled here, by the way, guys. And I got a little worried when I saw the green pop up.
I know what the gamble is, too. I'm mad already. Go ahead.
Do you know what the gamble is? I'm wondering. Okay.
It's the Darnell Mooney gamble, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not for me. No? Not for me. No. I have somebody who I've moved way up. So, again, I was thinking about a wide receiver. I want a wide receiver because I have three who you have to start, so you need some depth. For me, it isn't Mooney. I was thinking about Waddle, who's, again, a guy who I like and stuff like that. This might be a little bit of a reach here in terms of ADP, but give me Michael Gallup right now because I am very excited about what I am seeing from that. Again, it was one preseason game, but Yates, you and I talked about it. The fact that he did indeed work out of the slot, you know, at a bunch of his snaps, they're going to mix and match these wide receivers right now. They want to do that regardless of Cooper's health. I think, you know, if he plays out of the slot, it's only going to be a boon to his role. I'm getting shares of Gallup right now. I have him ranked way higher than our expert consensus ranking. So I'm happy to take him right here as my wide receiver 4.
When draft season started, Raheem Mostert was going at least 2 rounds ahead of Trey Sermon. Yep. In this, a round later, almost exactly to the pick.
Hey, who would you guys take over? By the way, would you take Sermon ahead of Mostert? How about you? Yeah.
Well, you know me, how I feel about
Mostert. I do know, yes.
Mostert was a guy nobody knew about a couple years ago till everybody got hurt ahead of him, and all of a sudden he had a good run, and now all of a sudden we want to anoint him. It's madness.
I'm really intrigued because you see with Kyle Shanahan, you know, we have such high regard for him as a play caller and a visionary for the offensive game in the NFL, and I think that what you're seeing here is that you've seen so many teams adapt his style of play calling, right, where it's outside zone, and you're seeing with speed rushes where speed rushers like Raheem Mostert, that's how, you know, he's working to the outside, able to plant his foot, get up ground. Get upfield. And I think with Trey Sermon, bit of a bigger back. And what I saw in the preseason was that they were working him consistently on inside zone runs. So I think you're going to have a pretty nice complement here where you've got Trey Sermon being the inside zone runner, the predominant ball carrier, the guy at the goal line. And then you're going to have Raheem Mostert sprinkle in to be able to keep, you know, to be able to zig while the rest of the league zags. I think that's why they drafted Trey Sermon. So I'm going to go with the guy who I think has more of that guaranteed workload. And that is Trey Sermon.
Okay. After Mostert, Landry, Mike Williams, Curtis Samuel, James Conner, then Waddle, Parker, you took Gallup, Dan, I took Darnell Mooney, Yates, you are on the clock for 9:06. And I'll tell you what, Darnell Mooney as my 5th wide receiver, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, you've got 5 wide receivers, I've still got 3. So
yeah, I want to pick one up here.
I don't want any of the wide receivers that are here.
Right. This is what you said, Yates. This is what you said.
I know, I know.
Super quick.
I'm not going to reach. I'm going to take the value, and I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon here. Melvin Gordon as my RB5. I mean, 9:06, Melvin Gordon is still a starting running back in the NFL. Yes, he's got Javonte Williams breathing down his neck, but the 9:06 pick for Melvin Gordon, who, I mean, he's back at practice today, which is when we're recording this, but like he's back at practice, and so he's not going to miss any time. I still think he's going to be the main guy in this backfield, at least to start the year. He's a depth piece on my roster. I can't let that value slide.
Yep.
After Melvin Gordon, Kenyon Drake, Leonard Fournette, Nyheim Hines, A.J. Dillon, Zach Moss, Gus Edwards. Boy, oh boy. The runs in this draft will kill you if you're not careful. Michael Pittman turning things around in the 10th. Noah Fant, David Johnson, Jamal Williams, Devin Singletary, Marvin Jones. That would have been a great value for you, Yates. Unfortunately, it is not to be. You are now on the clock.
Boy, wide receiver. It's rough out in the streets here. So I'm going to look at tight end here, and I'm going to go with the highest rated tight end that I've got on my board. That is Robert Tonyan. I've got him at tight end 7 on the year.
Great.
I will take him here rather than trying to reach for a wide receiver. The next highest rated wide receiver is Marquise Brown. No, thank you. I will try to just draft for value here and then make some trades afterwards.
Y'all got any more of that Marvin Jones? I could use some of that. Robert Tonyan goes to Yates. That puts me back on the clock now. You know what? Let's have some fun, shall we? You know, sometimes you could do all the analysis in the world and you feel strongly about something, but at a certain point in time, maybe it's worth just taking a shot. Maybe you're just wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about Jalen Hurts. Let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. He's certainly not going to be the only running quarterback I take. But in round 10, Sure. We'll take Jalen Hurts here and see what happens. I already like the rest of my team in terms of depth, and I already know what I'm going to do at tight end because everyone knows I just wait as long as I possibly humanly can. And now that Yates has taken Tonyan, I feel much better about my potential chances of getting a guy that I like. Dan Harris, you're up next at 10:09.
The one thing I will say about that, Joe, and again, this was sort of the conundrum I had in the last time we did a draft. First of all, the value on Hurts is great. You guys know we talked about it in a podcast earlier this week that I have him ranked ahead of Stafford. So the fact that you get him a couple of rounds later, that is nice. Everybody picking until your next turn does have a quarterback. So it's obviously...
I'm, but we only got a couple of rounds left, so...
I understand. You know. I got it. There's nothing. So Yates took Tonyan, which I like that pick. And I'm looking at tight end. And really, there are two tight ends that I feel like I'm remotely thinking about in just a league like this. And they are Tyler Higbee, and they were Dallas Goedert. But man, am I starting to feel uncomfortable with Dallas Goedert at this point, just because of what we see from Zach Ertz, who's still on the team. So I am going to take a guy. There's one guy who does not have a tight end, team two, as I'm looking at the colors on our draft board. Even for a colorblind person like me, I can tell them apart. So I'm going to go with Higbee here, who I like this year. I actually have him ranked ahead of Tonyan. I have made my issues with Tonyan clear. And again, the team at tight end two does take Dallas Goedert. So I don't know whether or not he would have taken Higbee, but that sort of validates why.
That's another dropper, Dan. Dallas Goedert, another guy who was far earlier a couple weeks ago. Now, when you see Zach Ertz showing up again, catching footballs, all of a sudden Dallas Goedert has become, 11th tight end off the board. No, where's it? Yeah, something like that. That's crazy.
I think so. Yeah. So, yeah, I like Higbee ahead of him now in my updated ranking. So now I'm looking at it. I mean, the suggestion, this is really where we're like, oh, boy. Okay, who are we looking at right now? I was kind of hoping that Tony Pollard would fall to me. I could still use some wide receiver depth. So I'm going to take a guy who I'd be interested to know. Again, if you listened to the kickoff earlier this week, you would know what I thought about what we saw in the Chiefs preseason game. I feel a little more comfortable with Mecole Hardman than I did before that. So I know Yates hates it because, as I said on that podcast, Yates would draft anybody watching this above Mecole Hardman. But for me, it seems like he's just going to be that third wide receiver on a team that runs three wide receiver sets all day long. I will take the upside here with Mecole Hardman as my wide receiver five.
I have two words for you, Dan Harris. Byron Pringle. That's right.
I was very much on the Byron Pringle as a deep sleeper. You know, I like that train. I'm off that train. I'm going with Hardman.
I don't know, man. I want Mecole Hardman to happen so bad too. I can't. I'm perfectly fine with it happening on somebody else's fantasy team this year.
Byron Pringle as like a last round pick in these drafts. Totally on board with. But again, I do feel a little more comfortable with Hardman, and you want to talk about the four analysts in this company? I am like moonshot. I'm like the Yates crazy, you know, differentiating.
Welcome to my world.
I love it. It's great. It's invigorating. I'm living a life.
Dan Harris liked to point out that I didn't have to take a quarterback where I did, but I did because none of the other players I see really left have tremendous value, and I see what's left on the board and what I can get, and the guys that I like are further down. So I'm going to keep going here. I'm going to roll the dice with not one, but two quarterbacks in a row, just to spite Dan Harris.
Oh.
And I'm going to go ahead and take Trevor Lawrence here. And I'm hoping that between Hurts and Lawrence, one of them turns out to be a QB1 this year. And I think that's very possible. Once again, if the board doesn't come to you, let it come to you eventually where the value is. Take a shot on a couple quarterbacks here. If one of them hits or I play matchups against some weaker defenses, that's perfectly fine. Give Trevor Lawrence a little time to get his legs under him. Hopefully the O-line plays better, and we'll see what happens after that. So let's take a quick break from the draft to tell you about a sponsor, and that, of course, is PristineAuction.com. Fantasy football, regular football, it's all right around the corner. And if you want to impress your friends when they come over for your draft or when they come over for game day, there's no better place to get the swag than Pristine Auction. Head there right now, sign up using the promo code FANTASYPROS, get $5 credit on us. Again, that's PristineAuction.com, but you have to use that promo code FANTASYPROS. Everything there is backed by the authenticity guarantee with that certification of goodness. There's things that are affordable, or if you're looking to blow out the budget and get something really cool to make everybody else envious of all your cool fantasy football, regular football, basketball, baseball, it doesn't matter. They've got all the goods for whatever your fandom is, for your man cave, for your she shed, or anywhere else. Go to PristineAuction.com today. That's PRI. STINE auction.com. Now back to the draft. Just to recap, too, after Dan took Tyler Higbee, it was Marquise Brown, Dallas Goedert, then Lindsey, McKissick, Latavius Murray, Pollard. He took Mecole Hardman. I took Trevor Lawrence. I don't know what Kyle Yates is going to take, but he's up next.
I got to go wide receiver. I cannot leave this round without a wide receiver.
T.Y. Hilton's there, Yates. T.Y. Hilton's still there.
So I'm actually like kind of intrigued by T.Y. Hilton this year at this price point.
Come.
You know, you were all in on him at wide receiver like 24 last year, and I said, you're crazy.
That's not correct.
That was factual. And so I will go with a player here that I'm actually intrigued. And at this point, all the wide receivers are dart throws. They're all complete dart throws here. So I'm going to bet on athleticism here. I'm going to bet on the upside. And if it doesn't work out, then I can grab a wide receiver off the waiver wire. I'm going to go with Henry Ruggs here, the Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver here. I've been very high on Ruggs. That was more when I was thinking that he was going to be operating entirely out of the slot. That is not going to happen this year. Thank you very much, John Gruden. But I still think that he is going to be featured underneath and has the potential to really shine this year and prove some people wrong. So I'm going to take a shot there on that upside. Go Henry Ruggs here as my wide receiver 4 in the 12th round.
Very surprised. I did not think you were going to take that route. Tariq Cohn goes next. Then after Cohn was Madison, James White, Rashad Penny, Tevin Coleman, Giovanni Bernard, Rondell Moore,
Marlon
Mack, Cole Beasley.
Rondell Moore. Come on, man.
Randall Cobb, Nelson Aguilar, Sony Michel. It's funny. This is also the part where, you know, the injury to Rashad Bateman at this point in the draft really hurts because that was a player I think a lot of us liked.
Yep.
Ooh, we can get Rashad Bateman late and maybe he becomes a thing. But who knows? Maybe he still does. But it's hard to draft him right now thinking that he's not going to play probably most likely the month of September. But Yates, you just took Ruggs. Still some wide receiver, I would say, talent out there available.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the, you know, we've got two spots left. So I'm going to go with the tight end position here. You know, if Robert Tonyan and the touchdown rate for Aaron Rodgers doesn't work out, Dan, then I can fall back on Jonnu Smith. I said, if it doesn't work out, it's going to work out. So Jonnu Smith here, though, to be my tight end too, I can live with the ups and downs. I can potentially, you know, wait on him to recover from this ankle sprain that he's got currently or whatever's going on there. So Jonnu Smith to be my tight end too.
You went against the family here, Yates. I talked about the whole family thing. I don't like this. You had your tight end. I let you have your tight end. You're supposed to walk away. You're not supposed to get greedy. You start to get greedy with too many tight ends. Next thing you know, one of my relatives comes to visit you, and then they have a different conversation about things. So I see what you did there, and don't pretend like it's going to be forgotten anytime soon, because it won't be. For me now, you put me in a tough spot. Do I want old man T.Y. Hilton? I might. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and take Russell Gage here.
Yeah.
You know why? Russell Gage is going to catch a lot more balls than people realize. I mean, Russell Gage was pretty good last year.
Yes.
And I don't understand why nobody seems to care. All anybody wants to talk about is Calvin Ridley could be the wide receiver 1 overall. That's fine. That's a fun conversation to have. I'm going to talk about Kyle Pitts. That's fine. But somebody else is going to catch the football here besides Hayden Hurst. And I think it's going to be him. And now that Jonnu Smith is gone, now I'm into the sub tight end level. So thanks. I appreciate it, Yates. Way to send me down to a whole new low, which nobody thought was possible here on this show. Dan Harris, you're up next at 12:09.
I think Gage is a great pick. And I think he would have been my pick. And again, this is sort of the...
Now I hate it.
He was who I was debating between Jonnu Smith at that pick, by the way, was Russell Gage.
Also, if you'd like to make a trade, you can save our relationship after this draft.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Also, according to my father-in-law, again, we'll bring him into the equation. Jonnu Smith is amazing and going to be the best player in the NFL this year.
Your father-in-law's got really good analysis.
I'm telling you, talking football with my father-in-law is one of my favorite pastimes, okay? Because he's like just very classic Patriots fan who is like still somehow bitter, even though we had the greatest team in the last 2 decades.
Yeah. I'm spoiled rotten.
I love the guy.
If
you're listening or you're watching right now, which I know you're not, I appreciate you. Thank you for being a great father-in-law. In the meantime, I've got 15 seconds, so let's make a pick. I would have taken Russell Gage. I will instead pivot not to T.Y. Hilton, but to another wide receiver. His name is Elijah Moore, who's battling an injury right now. But I am pretty excited about what I'm seeing from the guy generally when he's healthy. So I like shooting the moon a little bit there. And what I wanted there was a running back and a wide receiver. Moore was really the guy who I kind of wanted right now. And there was a running back that I wanted to take, which Yates, we mentioned it last time in the last draft that we did in the PPR draft, that there's a guy who kind of has like your last pick with the upside, with the handcuff sort of nature that he brings. It's Darrell Williams on the Chiefs. I like getting him right here in the last round just to have a ton of upside. If anything happens to CEH, I think he's going to be huge. I did a handcuffs video for the YouTube channel. he came out pretty high when I sort of did the analysis, because it's just the upside of what you're going to see from him if he's in that lineup, if anything happens to CA. So with my last pick here, I will take Darrell Williams, and I'm happy to get him in that with, again, final pick in a league like this, 100%.
Some good value here late, though. I mean, Janu, Russell Gage, Moore, Gainwell, Salvin Ahmed might get a lot more opportunity than people realize. Jacoby Myers, then next, then Callaway goes a 1301, T.Y. Hilton a 1302, A.J. Grace, old man wide receivers here, T.Y. and A.J.
Tags nods. Around tags there. Nods approvingly right. somewhere. Yeah, right,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Look, for me, let's have some fun. Cole Kmet, probably the guy I would take, but I'm going to take a guy a little higher on the trough, just looking for the early touchdowns. And I'm going to take Gronk, who's just going to Gronk again and piss everybody off. Tom Brady's going to throw the ball over place, and he's going to get into that red zone. He's going to throw some touchdowns to Gronk, and that's all I want. Just give me some touchdowns, and I'm good. I don't like Gesicki. I don't like Irv Smith. I don't like Evan Ingram, that's for sure. Troutman, I can't believe in yet. So Jarwin, I just want to see it a little bit more. Cole Kmet is definitely my dude, but it was between Kmet and Gronk. I ended up with Gronk. Let's have some fun here. He's also a good clubhouse presence for this team, and that's another thing. I want somebody who's going to be fun in the locker room, and that's obviously Gronk. Yates, sometimes you're fun. Who's your last pick?
I finished it out here with Gabriel Davis, the wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. And again, this, we've talked about this as far as a strategy. This is your last pick. This is the person that, the player that you were going to be sacrificing to the waiver wire in week one to be able to go after those hot names that are popping up. And that's, I want to know if this player is going to pop off in week one. And that's Gabriel Davis. You know, he's got the opportunity in a dynamic, explosive offense here in Buffalo. So if he gets more the snap share than Emmanuel Sanders, we're talking about the wide receiver three in Buffalo's offense, where they don't have a tight end and they don't really have much of a receiving presence out of the backfield. That is a ton of targets up for grabs. They run 11 personnel, a ton in this offense. So Gabriel Davis could absolutely hit to start the year. I want to take that shot.
The Draft Wizard gave me a C, 74 out of 100. Dan Harris, what is your grade from the Wizard?
This is the best. Okay. So I have an A, 94 out of 100, obviously. Yes. And earned, I might say, but this is the best part. Ready? So at our, I wonder, I don't know if I can pull it up on the thing, but when you look at it, you can look at the various experts. You could actually pick your expert and say, what does this person do? But it gives you the experts that really love your draft and the experts that really hate my draft. Dan Harris, noted, accurate, incredible analyst, gave me a 96 out of 100 on this draft. Joe Pizzapia gives me a C+, 78 out of 100. So basically, I have nailed the crap out of this draft. That's exactly what I want. I feel very confident in that.
Well, that's nothing. Joe Pizzapia hates Joe Pizzapia's draft because Joe Pizzapia took Jalen Hurts, and Joe Pizzapia will tell you a million times, what are you doing? Don't do that. Joe Pizzapia, calm down, because Joe Pizzapia took Jalen Hurts really late and Trevor Lawrence.
I've heard Joe Pizzapia so many times in the last 30 seconds.
Well, dream about it, baby. Don't worry about
get
it.
Get ready. Yates, what did you score, and did you like your own draft?
So not you, the so virtual funny. You. Yep, so I got an 85 out of 100, but you go to the expert opinions tab. Kyle Yates is the expert who likes my draft the most, gave it a 98 out of 100.
Okay, that's right. Of course,
it did.
That's what there you want to do. Shout out to Jacob Gibbs, also recognizes the superiority of my draft. I appreciate you guys. Look, Dave Kluge, stay away. Joe, out of here. Mike Wright, not feeling me. Whatever. I don't care.
Dominant. All right, let's break down the teams here. Dan, why don't you go first, take a look at the squad, the Harris squad.
Yeah, we are joking because we're buddies, but I really do like this team. Like, I feel very, very good about it. Aaron Rodgers is my quarterback. Alvin Kamara and DeAndre Swift are my running backs. DK Metcalf, Allen Robinson, and Cortland Sutton as my wide receivers. Tyler Higbee as my tight end. And Mike Davis currently slotted in as my flex. My bench, Raheem Mostert, Michael Gallup, Mecole Hardman, Elijah Moore, and Darrell Williams. I really do like it. And again, I'll just talk about the fact that our draft wizard now, the guys have made a ton of just awesome updates to it. They give you a lot of cool insights into it. Elijah Moore is number one in our consensus sleeper wide receiver rankings. Again, that's something that we do now. We do, you know, rest of season rankings. We do every week rankings. We do draft rankings. We also do sleeper rankings. Elijah Moore right there. Steal of the draft. You drafted Raheem Mostert. This is what we talked about, guys. Two rounds later than he is ranked by our expert consensus ranking. So that's a couple of things.
Yeah,
here.
That's a good pick at all three games he plays this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be amazing.
Come on, man. Come on. He's awesome. Stop hating on him. Anyway, so that's my team overall. I'm happy with it. Again, I do not often go wide receiver there at the 2-3 when I'm drafting from that spot, but I'm happy with the way it worked out. And if you can get DeAndre Swift and Mike Davis for me in the next two rounds, like, that's kind of an optimal scenario for me. So I'm happy with the way it worked out. I really wouldn't change very many things.
Dan Harris has said he's happy more times during this last paragraph of speaking than he has.
It's more than you say Joe Pisapia, because it shows that we've got some issues.
Well,
I was doing
the third person bit. That's a good thing. You're never happy.
What Yates, do you want? I got an A. I'm going to live it up.
Yeah, but even so, usually you still find a way to be unhappy about it. Yates, let's go through your happiness here and your team. It starts with the quarterback, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, so I've got Stafford at quarterback, which I love. Then Ezekiel Elliott and Chris Carson at the running back spots. DeAndre Hopkins as my wide receiver one. Love the value that I got him at 207. DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, Robert Tonyan, Travis Etienne in the flex, Michael Carter, Melvin Gordon, Jonnu Smith on the bench, and then Henry Ruggs and Gabriel Davis to round it out. I feel like I've got some pretty good dart throws there at the wide receiver position for waiting as long as I did to take those shots with Henry Ruggs and Gabriel Davis. They could absolutely hit.
All right, you guys might have won the theoretical battle, but this team's going to win the actual war in the streets, like Yates was talking about. Yates knows because he grew up around the streets. So Jalen Hurts or Trevor Lawrence. Again, I say or. It's a quarterback battle. We're going to let them battle it out here in the preseason for that number one job. I'm not committing right now. I'm going to see what happens there. We have a lot of draft capital invested in both guys, and we'll see how it all works out. Nick Chubb, J.K. Dobbins, my two big RBs, grounded and pounding, scoring lots of touchdowns in this format. That's what I want. This team's going to be a touchdown machine. A.J. Brown is my wide receiver one. Cooper Kupp is the two. Judy is the three. Gronk is the tight end. But I got Javonte Williams, Damian Harris as well. The bench wide receivers, Deebo Samuel, Darnell Mooney, and Russell Gage. How you doing? I like that grouping. That is a strong grouping. Like I said, you guys can win all the theoretical drafts. I'll want to win the actual league. That's the difference here. I'm really just, again, trying to find some solace that I keep losing these things to these two guys. I have a question
for Yates here, okay? Because now this is, we've done drafts together many times, but this is now the second draft in a row, Yates, where your backup wide receivers are lacking. Like, let's just put it out there. They're lacking. I'm not breaking any
Hold
news.
Hold on, wait. Let me change the filter because all the shade that Dan Harris is
no,
throwing.
No, look, Yates will not deny that, okay? And it goes into exactly what Yates said, which is, holy cow, this dries up really, really quickly. In hindsight, Yates, because again, this is back-to-back drafts basically that we have done, that I've seen this, do you think that you need to hit wide receiver at the expense of, like, the Michael Carter pick, for example, or the Matthew Stafford, where you still have guys who you might be able to live with here as your backup wide receiver? Are you happy with this and you're willing to roll with it because your starters are so strong?
Yeah, I'm happy and willing to roll with it because I can't remember exactly who was on the board at that point, but I was looking at when it was the Michael Carter picks in that range, and I was like, there's no wide receiver in this range that I really want. Like, there are guys later on in the draft that I think should be flip-flopped with some of those guys that are in that range of ADP. So, yeah, I'll give you the guys.
Okay, go ahead. So, you know, okay, Will Fuller, the next picks, Will Fuller, no. Michael Thomas, forget it, LaVisca Chenault, Corey Davis, Brandon Cooks.
Corey Davis is his
Corey Davis like is your Corey guy, Davis, right?
Yeah. Corey Davis is your guy? I would take Corey Davis.
Devonta Smith?
No.
And Brandon Cooks, and then it came back to you and then passed you. Okay, so not a huge, like, you're just not happy with the receivers that are in that range. You're going to draft for value, and you are very high on Michael Carter, as am I, which is uncomfortable, again, as the Jets fan, to ever be high on any Jets player. But okay, that's just what I wanted to check, because for me, Joe, what do you think? I mean, are you comfortable going in with what I would generously call light depth at wide receiver on your bench for
In the last draft we did, the three wide receivers that Yates had were that was like, nobody's coming out. But the problem is, guys do come out for injury. The bye weeks are going to be there too. So I think you can justify it a little bit more if you end up with three really good wide receivers. I think DJ Moore was his third, if memory serves, on that team he took last time. That's just sick, right? So on a team like this, I'm a little bit more skeptical of it personally. Also, we have a difference of the guys we like later. I want to throw this out there as a question to you guys too. Who has the breakout? Answer this question. It's multiple choice. I'm going to give you a chance here. Is it A, Mecole Hardman? B, is it Henry Ruggs? Is it C, both? Or D, neither? I'm going to go with D, neither. But Yates, you got an answer for this question?
I think the opportunity is more in Henry Ruggs' favor, because with Kansas City, we know that the ball is going to Travis Kelce and it's going to Tyreek Hill. And then it's just going to be kind of filtered out to these other options in this offense. So Hardman's got the athleticism, but also Henry Ruggs has the athleticism too. They're not, you know, it's not like there's a crazy difference there. So I think with Ruggs, you're looking at the available targets in that offense and you just go, someone else has to step up. If it's Bryan Edwards that he, you know, deals with injury again, then Ruggs has an incredible opportunity in front of him. I just don't know, even if something were to happen to Tyreek Hill, that's going to open up for Mecole Hardman.
John Brown, say his name. Say his name, Yates. You never say his name.
He's not even listed as the starter.
I know. He's just old man John Brown. I just like John Brown.
I love John Brown. I know. But he's not getting the opportunity.
Well, not yet. Look, I'm with you on Edwards. I think Edwards is the guy I think might be. And I know, I think you took him in that last draft we did. How about you, Harris? How do you answer that multiple choice question?
I'd say neither. And not that I'm fading either one of these guys. You guys know I'm higher on Mecole Hardman than any of you guys. And I don't know exactly where we have ranked Ruggs, but I'm more than happy to take Ruggs with a late round pick. I just think that, you know, I've joked about this actually in Discord in the way Yates and I sort of rank players and in the way we project players. And a lot of it is like, I feel like Yates sort of like comes up with his numbers and he's like, that's my number. And I more am like, I want to reach for like 50%, like of where I think the most likely sort of thing is. It's just like, this was what should happen and what I think is going to happen. And this is what we're going with. And I'm more like whatever. So the overwhelming probability to me, if I ran a million simulations, is that neither one of these guys would break out. So that's what I'm going to go with, neither. At the same time, I do make it clear there's the chance for both of them. And I'm happy to draft either one of them as a bench wide receiver. But I will still, because I'm me, go with neither.
It's funny because looking at the names around there too, I just, somebody boring like Russell Gage, just, I would rather have him on my roster. Maybe he doesn't have a ceiling, but geez, yeah. I think the floor is going to be okay on a weekly basis. Like, he's going to catch 4 or 5 balls a week. And you know, that 4 for 60 line, especially in the PPR, that's a nice double digit day right there.
Again, yeah. Again, some though,
touchdowns. There you go.
Again, it all depends on what you need though. So true. Like at that spot, you know, where I'm like, I am at the last two picks of my draft that I need to make up for wide receiver. So I'm going to take some shots on some guys, because if they hit, then I've solved the issue. If they don't hit, then I can go pick up the waiver wire studs that come out of nowhere, like they do every year, you know, then I can drop those two guys to go pick up those guys. And I've solved my wide receiver problem that way. Whereas if Russell Gage, there's no upside for Russell Gage. Yeah. Like, he's going to bring you a safe floor, but he's going to be one of those guys that, like, he's not going to be anything more than just a bye week fill-in option, in my opinion. Like, and at that point, I just don't want that guy hanging out at the bottom of my bench.
Well, I'll say this, Yates. Maybe if you hadn't been so greedy and taken Jonnu Smith away from me, you would have had another shot to take another wide receiver that maybe you liked a little more. Just throwing that out there as an idea. All right, everybody. So that'll do it for the draft. I want to remind everybody to get your mock draft on. Head over to Fantasy Pros right now. Go to fantasypros.com/draftwizard. And that way you can get your multi-user draft on yourself. It's a great way to prepare for the fantasy football season, and I know that's what we're all about right now. So again, invite your friends, but you can only do so using the Draft Wizard of Fantasy Pros. And while you're at it, go back this weekend and go watch some of the incredible performances from our team and also from a team of incredible experts over on our YouTube channel, the 12-hour Fantasy Football Fest that we just did on Thursday. It is available now. You can watch it on demand on YouTube. All you got to do is go to youtube.com/fantasypros and please subscribe. We just crossed 100,000 members. You should be one of them if you're not already, for all the great content that's going to help you dominate your football leagues this year. So subscribe to our YouTube channel of Fantasy Pros and click that little notifications button, because we got so much content coming your way that you're not going to want to miss. And the only way not to miss it is to subscribe and get the notification. I also want to thank the sponsors of today's show, Fantasy Sports Knockout Pool all at once. Sounds cool to me. Again, that's fantasypros.survivethefantasy.com. Also, don't forget to head over to pristineauction.com to get all your cool swag. That's pristineauction.com, PRISTINE auction.com. And don't forget about our friends over at Canna Dips as well. CannaDipsCBD.com. Use that promo code FP20 to get 20% off anything that you want from their store. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Dan and Yates, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.